This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Regulations protect Americans from unfair business practices, protect our health and safety, and help protect our environment. Some regulation is needed to hold everyone accountable for doing things the right way. But the government agencies that do the regulating must also be held accountable. They should not regulate more than Congress gave them the authority to control. They should not be able to lobby for their own proposals just to get their way. They shouldn't get the last word on the legality of their rules and actions. They should not put their own interests above concerns about how rules would impact our economy and jobs. The bottom line? Americans should have a regulatory process they can trust, not because it guarantees a particular outcome, but because the process is fair and transparent. The law that governs the federal rulemaking process hasn't been updated since 1946. A lot has changed since then. It's easier to get information out, but it is also easier to spread fake news and mislead people. It's easier for citizens to participate in the rulemaking process, but that only has value if we get accurate information to make decisions and if regulatory agencies take public input seriously rather than manipulate the process to support their own agendas. In recent years, we have seen several examples of federal agencies exceeding their authority, ignoring the law, skipping required steps in the rulemaking process, or lobbying the public to submit comments in support of the agency's proposals. When challenged, agency officials have simply shrugged and said they see things differently. Power-hungry agencies have denigrated public input rather than respond in a respectful way. Clearly, it is time for reform. It is time for regulatory accountability. The Senate is getting ready to take up the Regulatory Accountability Act, or S-951, within the next couple of weeks. The House has already passed its own version of the bill. If you haven't already, I hope you will let your senators know that you support regulatory accountability and S-951. If your senators already support the bill, please let them know you appreciate it. Farmers and ranchers are accountable. It's time our government was held accountable as well. Last week, the House passed a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The American Health Care Act of 2017 would also repeal the health insurance tax in penalties on employers that fail to purchase health insurance for their workers and eliminates penalties for individuals who fail to purchase health insurance. The bill will be sent to the Senate, where lawmakers have said they will draft their own legislation and that they will be very deliberate in doing so, indicating it will be sometime before President Donald Trump will sign an ACA repeal and replace measure. Farm Bureau supports repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Fed cattle prices have climbed nearly $20 per hundredweight since the start of the year. Heavy supplies of cattle lead to projected year-over-year increases in beef production and a third consecutive year of price declines in 2017, with only a sprinkle of short-term price rallies. However, it seems the fundamentals may have shifted and given rise to higher demand. Read the latest market intel update to find out whether this rally has legs or is going to run out of steam. AFBF President Zippy Duval on Tuesday praised the Environmental Protection Agency's decision to collaborate closely with governors regarding revision of the Waters of the United States Act rule. EPA Administrator Pruitt's decision to consult with the states before revising the Waters of the United States rule marks a sharp break with the recent past, according to Duval. His letter to the 50 state governors requesting their comments on what a new rule should do recognizes the checks and balances that were written into the Clean Water Act in the first place. With the proposal to withdraw the Waters of the U.S. rule under review by the White House Office of Management and Budget, the Environmental Protection Agency is asking states to share with the agency what they think a new rule should look like. EPA and the U.S. Army sent a letter to state governors on May 9th asking them for input on a new definition of protected waters that is in line with Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's opinion in the 2006 Rapanos v. U.S. case. Scalia's definition explains that federal oversight should extend to relatively permanent waters and wetlands with a continuous surface connection to large rivers and streams. Farmers and ranchers welcomed EPA's outreach. AFBF economists have launched a series on the North American Free Trade Agreement focusing on commodities, starting with a look at rice. In 2016, one in every 8 rows of rice planted in the United States made its way to the U.S. NAFTA partners. But recent moves by the governments of the United States, Mexico, and Canada could lead to a change in the important Mexican and Canadian markets. The Hill blog published Regulation, Farmers, and the Law, an opinion piece by AFBF President Zippy Duval on Monday. The Regulatory Accountability Act, a bipartisan measure introduced by Senators Rob Portman of Ohio and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, would restore reason to our nation's regulatory process. Regardless of what anyone believes about a specific issue, safety, health, or the environment, the underlying regulatory system should be open, transparent, and fair. Today, it isn't. Regulatory reform is a priority for America's farmers and ranchers who, in spite of documented environmental improvement, are under siege by federal regulations that have exploded in scope and severity, often in defiance of law. Farmers and ranchers are vulnerable to this regulatory overreach because our work is so connected to natural resources. Regulations are necessary, of course, to public health, environmental quality, and even fair market practice, market fairness. But when regulatory actions ignore or surpass the laws on which they are based, the results can be disastrous. In Agriculture Defends Trade Because Agriculture Depends on Trade, contributor Jeffrey Dorfman pointed out, with the onset of the Trump administration, cold winds are blowing through the international trade policy arena. In a section of the piece that zeroes in on the importance of trade to agriculture, Dorfman turned to AFBF President Zippy Duval for insight. Trade is critical to the livelihood of the U.S. agricultural sector because it spurs economic growth for our farmers, ranchers, and their rural communities. He also noted that 95% of the world's consumers live outside the United States, and more than 20% of the U.S. farm income is based on exports. Agriculture supports jobs in the food and agriculture industries and beyond, according to Duval. For much of the developing world, farming is not a career option but a socioeconomic condition. As a matter of fact, farmer is often viewed synonymously with peasant. Schools reinforce the denigration of agriculture by using school farms and gardens as a form of punishment or detention. The message to young people is clear. Farming is your penance for being poor. Why would any young person choose that? AgriCorps is working to shift things, albeit in small ways, by engaging young American agricultural professionals to serve as agriculture teachers in junior and senior high schools in developing countries. They commit to live for an entire year in a rural village to support local 4-H and future farmer type programs. Everyone is concerned about water quality, and everyone needs to do their part in keeping good quality drinking water available for all. Watch Your Strategy is a program that was designed to engage farmers in the nutrient and water quality issues facing agriculture by helping to provide information on possible nutrient losses from their production operations. This test will provide a snapshot in time of nitrogen levels in water collected from tile drainage, surface runoff, or nearby streams. To help find out what you may be losing from your farm, bring in your water samples to the local USDA office in Carlinville. Free, confidential water testing will be offered on the third Thursday of the month, beginning May 18th, with June 15th and July 20th this year. Bring in your samples anytime between 8 and 4:30 to find out what your nitrogen and ammonium levels are in your water sample. Samples should be at least 8 ounces and taken as close to the testing time as possible. Keep refrigerated until testing occurs. Sample containers should be clean and free of any residual chemicals or detergents. If you can calculate flow, USDA staff will be able to complete additional calculations, such as pounds per day that is leaving the sample location. If you need a sample bucket, please contact the field office at 217-854-2626, extension 3, prior to collecting the samples. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways. Ask yourself the following. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment, such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions like weather, road, and traffic over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the Defensive Driving Course that is being offered on June 7th and 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau in Carlinville. The registration fee of $15 covers course material, instruction, and lunch on both days. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation, and the course is open to any person 55 years of age or and older who are Farm Bureau members. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and environment. The instructor will be Doug Sommer of Pekin, Illinois, who was a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Summer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the Defensive Driving Course. To register, please contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 prior to June 2nd. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.